FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Let's get to our guest, please.
Good morning to Mr. Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Wow. What will the left in this country do, Todd Starnes? They've lost Don Lemon on the PETA issue.
Is that right?
Sounds like it. He doesn't like, you know, he doesn't like us. He thinks we've gone too far when we're worried about offending bacon.
Oh, well, yes. apparently, the vegans are offended by those little phrases we use, like bring home the bacon or put all your eggs in one basket. And now they want you to use other phrases. For example, they want you to say bring home the bagel. The problem is that phrase does not translate below the Mason-Dixon line. So perhaps it should be bring home the biscuits.
Yeah.
My question is: Are you allowed to smear your bagel with cream cheese made from a cow? So I don't know if that's permissible under PETA's new rules.
Yeah, there are lots. Some of the other phrases that they consider offensive these days apparently is hold your horses. More than one way to skin a cat. Don't beat a dead horse. Take the bull by the horns and be the guinea pig. Who has time to sit around and worry about things like this?
Well, apparently PETA does. And you know what's really interesting about this? They're using these kinds of indoctrinational tools in the public schools. So they're trying to teach boys and girls that there's something offensive about saying, you know, gotta bring home the bacon. And they're trying to change minds and influence our children. So it's just really silly.
When's the last time you saw that commercial? I want to bring home the bacon fried up in a pan. Never let you forget you're a man. Remember that one? For Anjali, yeah. Wasn't that the...
that's just loaded with toxic masculinity.
You know, I would...
Just as a public service, if you're cooking bacon this morning, just be sure you're not, you know, frying the bacon, you know, butt naked. That's dangerous.
That can definitely be a problem. Todd, I'm anxious to get your thoughts on this whole controversy. And you know, heaven forbid, one of our radio stations does this, but they're not going to play "Baby It's Cold Outside" at some radio stations now.
Right, but it's okay to play all of this god-awful rap music where they're actually suggesting people commit felony offenses.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I know. It's stunning to me. And the thing about it is that when it comes to that song, I've heard so many versions of it, including one by Lady Gaga where she sings the man's part of it, right? Have you heard that one?
So it's the holidays. What's your favorite holiday?
There's a version of it out there where Lady Gaga sings she's trying to get the guy not to leave, right? And I'm thinking, how come that doesn't get brought up?
So I guess that's okay.
That must be okay.
It's
feminism for you.
Well, there you go. By the way, have you heard that VeggieTales is apparently racist? Have you heard about this?
I did.
A university in California says that it's racist, the Christian, very popular Christian cartoon series, because the bad guys are always are vegetables of color. I was trying to figure out the politically correct phrase to use there. Vegetables of color. What they seem to not realize over at Cal State San Marcos is that all vegetables are vegetables of color. Here's the bigger issue I have with VeggieTales, and I do have an issue with VeggieTales. There's Larry the Cucumber and Bob Tomato. The tomato is actually a fruit, and I never have understood why VeggieTales has a fruit in the mix, unless the fruit identifies as a vegetable, self-identifies as a vegetable, which I suppose would be appropriate.
Yeah, I guess that's possible. You just never know. The things they keep digging up from, you know, 20... When was VeggieTales out? I remember it from many years ago.
1993.
Yeah, thank you. So 25 years ago.
What happens in the CRISPR stays in the CRISPR.
Isn't the damage done at this point? I mean, honestly, are kids still watching that?
we're all screwed up.
Oh my goodness. You know, you got a great story on your website there, toddstarns.com, about a principal, this seems to happen every year, who has banned anything to do with Christmas for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, literally banned everything from Santa Claus to Elf on a Shelf to the colors red and green, not even candy canes, all for the sake of diversity. And, you know, this is interesting. We cover these stories every day on my talk show and on our new TV show at Fox. And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And I think the reason why is because students are being taught to hate the reason for the season in these public universities.
Yeah. That's very true. And then they just move right on out and carry that on in their jobs. I don't know where it ends. I don't think it's going to end well. But listen, we appreciate your time, my friend.